Welcome to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan and I'm going to read Psalm 38 today. Psalm 38, a psalm of David to bring to remembrance. O Lord, rebuke me not in thy wrath, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. For thine arrows strike fast in me, and thy hand presses me sore. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine indignation, neither is there any health in my bones because of my sin. For my iniquities are gone over my head, and as a heavy burden they are too heavy for me. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. I am pained and bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long, for my loins are filled with burning, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am faint and sore bruised. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. Lord, all my desire is before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. My heart throbs, my strength fails me. As for the light of mine eyes, it is also gone far from me. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my plague, and my kinsmen stand far off. They also that seek after my life lay snares for me, and they that seek my hurt speak mischievous things and imagine deceits all the day long. But I, as a deaf man, hear not. I am as a dumb man that opens not his mouth. Yea, I am as a man that hears not, and in whose mouth are no reproofs. For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt answer, O Lord my God. For I said, lest they rejoice over me, when my foot slips, they magnify themselves against me. For I am ready to halt, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare my iniquity, I will be sorry for my sin. But mine enemies are lively and are strong, and they that hate me wrongfully are multiplied. They also that render evil for good are adversaries unto me, because I follow the thing that is good. Forsake me not, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord of my salvation. What a powerful expression of anguish and pain in the psalm, powerfully expressing the difficulties of the guilt of sin. David's words aren't too extreme in my mind. I myself know the ugly shame of guilt, the way it plagues your heart so much that you feel it down into your body. The heading for the psalm is to bring to remembrance, and I imagine so that we'll never step away from God's good path again. We don't want to leave his path. We don't want to leave the right things and go into the land of guilt. But we also don't want to leave it because of the difficulties that we find from our enemies when we do so. They pounce on our mistakes and greedily snatch at our problems. They try to kick us when we're down and take advantage of us. So when we're faced with these internal and external pains, what are we supposed to do? Well, like in the psalm, in the way that it opens and closes, we need to reach out to God and trust. That's what this psalm is about. God, in whom we can trust, will deliver us and forgive us. Praise God for his deliverance, and let us keep him in remembrance. Let's read Psalm 38 again. O Lord, rebuke me not in thy wrath, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. For thine arrows stick fast in me, and thy hand presses me sore. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine indignation, neither is there any health in my bones because of my sin. For my iniquities are gone over my head, and as a heavy burden they are too heavy for me. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. I am pained and bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long. For my loins are filled with burning, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am faint and sore bruised. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. Lord, all my desire is before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. My heart throbs, and my strength fails me. And as for the light of mine eyes, it is also gone from me. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my plague, and my kinsmen stand far off. They also that seek after my life lay snares for me, and they that seek my hurt speak mischievous things and imagine deceits all the day long. But I, as a deaf man, hear not, and I am as a dumb man that opens not his mouth. Yea, I am as a man that hears not, and in whose mouth are no reproofs. For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt answer, O Lord my God. Lest they rejoice over me when my foot slips and they magnify themselves against me. For I am ready to halt, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare mine iniquity, and I will be sorry for my sin. But mine enemies are lively and are strong, and they that hate me wrongfully are multiplied. They also that render evil for good are adversaries unto me, because I follow the thing that is good. Forsake me not, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord of my salvation. When people turn on us, and we know that we're guilty, it's not our job to turn on them. It's not our job to accuse them. We need to take care of ourselves and think about our own problems and be responsible for what we have done. We need to reach out to God. We don't need to start throwing around accusations. We need to appeal to God for His help. And He will indeed help us. Well, thanks for listening, and hope to talk with you again soon.